prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, and thank you to all of my listeners for putting up with the slow-moving website. It should be over this week. We should have migrated to our new server, so all of our new friends who are trying to come in and listen to the show and be part of the Superhuman Radio community will be able to get in and access the website. I apologize for the slowness of all of it. Anyway, okay. You know, for those of you who are still cooking your food, we're doing this show for you. As many of you know, I eat raw meat and raw fish and raw eggs and everything I can raw. But let's face it, raw is not always convenient. It's not always practical if you're entertaining. And so food preparation becomes an important factor. And a lot of us who appreciate the value of really healthy nutrition. A lot of people talk about, oh, I eat healthy. And when you look at their diet, they're eating 70% of their diet is starchy carbs, cereals, breads, and so on and so forth. And we know that that's not healthy. But for those who are truly looking to eat healthy, to eat a diet that enhances longevity, and that's a diet low in refined and processed sweeteners and sugars, because we know that it's glucose signaling that speeds aging and speeds apoptosis of the mitochondria. So if you're looking to eat healthy and you want it to taste good because you have a family to feed or you have guests coming over, my guest today is going to help you come up with some really dynamite recipes that will allow you to adhere to the healthy lifestyle as well. Dave Rule is the author of Anabolic Cooking, anabolic cooking.com. You can check him out. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Carl, I'm doing great yourself.
Very good, very good. So
awesome.
Let's start from the beginning. How did you first get involved in food preparation with an emphasis on proper nutrition, let's say?
Well, I've been involved in bodybuilding and fitness for a long time now. I've actually competed in many bodybuilding shows. And what aspect of bodybuilding that I truly hated was, you know, you had to eat boring, plain food all the time, especially while dieting. And that was a big issue for me. I was like, geez, you know, if I want to live that lifestyle, how come, you know, because I'm a big foodie, I love food, and I love tasty food. I'm like, how come, you know, if I want to live that lifestyle, you know, I need to find a way to make it tasty in some way. So I started, and that happened actually during my second competition I did. I started really to cook, you know, mixing spices, trying different things, you know, while staying in line with my diet, but experimented with food a lot. And actually, I got the idea, well, you know, that's working. I get really good recipes. I'm getting great results. It tastes great. My life's not boring anymore. It sounds like a Slap Shop
No, no, I know. No, it's the truth. I mean, let's face it. Yeah. Any, you know, the biggest obstacle that people have to overcome when they become conscious of their health, whether it's because their doctor said, hey, you've got to lose weight, you're going to have a heart attack or a stroke, or they have a disease that they're trying to reverse and they realize nutrition is the answer, or they're trying to look good for the summer because they want to go on a vacation. Whatever the stimulus is for someone to start to pay attention to nutrition, the biggest obstacle is always most of the stuff that we're supposed to, quote-unquote, supposed to eat is devoid of real flavor.
Exactly.
And you know, since flavor got us in this jam in the first place, I have to believe that flavor, the stimulus on the tongue, is actually a relatively new phenomenon in human evolution. I have to believe that back in Paleolithic times when humans were eating raw animal meats and raw eggs and anything they stumbled upon because they didn't cook and they didn't have a wheel to grind wheat and they didn't know that you had to soften beans up before you could cook. They only ate what was readily available for them. I don't think that somebody bit into the side of a caribou's thigh and went, this is really good. You know, they just didn't do that back then, you know? So I really believe that flavor, the phenomenon of pursuing, the pursuit of flavor is relatively new if you look at our complete evolution. And it's relatively new to this later date. So with that being said, I think the number one problem that people have sticking to a healthy, nutritious diet guideline or meal plan guideline is that they feel like they're not getting the stimulus of flavor that they want. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. You know what? The way we eat, you know, has changed so much over the past 50 years. You know, pretty much, you know, much more than over the past 10,000 years, pretty much. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
And when you look right, we've been conditioned right now to respond to three tastes, which is, you know, fat, salt, fat, and sugar. And in the American, North American and society, and, well, you know, our society now, we've been conditioned to respond to those stimulus, like you said. And we always researching for that. And this is, it seems to be the missing link, you know, when it comes to dieting for bodybuilding and fitness, because we come back to more, you know, raw food and natural food, like you said. And this is the gap I'm trying to fill. Now, is there that there's a natural, healthy way to make your meals taste, you know, good and healthy without, you know, sacrificing your goals as far as bodybuilding or fitness?
And I'll take it a step further. Another problem, because of the strict nutritional guidelines that people get on board, especially if you're one person in a family and you're the only one. Like in my case, when I got sick in 1998, I had to change the way I ate and what I was doing, but I didn't have to change the way my family ate and what they were doing. So they continued on and I changed the way I ate. And now all of a sudden I became a standout in the family. Well, you don't want to eat this with us. And you're, you know, so quite often it becomes a topic of conflict when someone becomes conscious of nutrition and how important nutrition is and how nutrition is absolutely the link to health, and they start eating healthy and their family isn't on board with it. Now all of a sudden they become the odd man out. So it's really important for that person who is going on this journey to seek out foods and recipes that satisfy their need for healthy nutrition, but satisfy their family's desire for good flavor so everybody can enjoy and take the journey together. You know what I mean?
You got it right. Absolutely. I take the example, for example, I can give you the example of my girlfriend, for example. Karen's been involved. You know, she's been physically active all her life. You know, she's been a figure skater. She trains at the gym, you know, 3 to 4 times a week, you know, but she's not involved in the bodybuilding and fitness like I am. And she was pretty much, she's the type of girl who was eating, you know, fairly healthy, you know, for you know, common standards, let's say. But never really paid attention to what she was eating. And basically when we moved in together, I started, well, because I'm the cook at home, she's obviously, and she started, you know, eating the food I was preparing for her. And you should see the difference in a matter of weeks, Carl. That was pretty impressive. We had a trip down south, you know, a trip down south schedule. And she was like, you know, oh, wow, I got to start dieting. You know, should I start, you know, cutting my portion? She was under the impression that she had to cut her calories a lot in order to look better, you know, and get the results. And she got in shape in 8 weeks without doing any, you know, any big efforts, just other than bumping her cardio a little bit and you know, eating what I told her to eat. And she had six-pack out, like, completely. That was amazing.
In eight weeks.
Like, she has really, like, good genetics. She's naturally thin, you know. She doesn't get a whole lot of body fat. But, she never got in that kind of shape before. She was like, wow, you know, I never thought, you know, you opened my mind. I never thought, you know, by living kind of on the bodybuilding or fitness diet that I would, you know, that would be like that. That's actually easy. And because that's the most people don't get the results because they're getting discouraged, you know. Oh, geez, I got to eat 6 ounces chicken,
boiled chicken breast. Yeah, boiled chicken breast, boiled yam. You know, it's like,
you know, broccoli and stuff like that. And there should be a way around it, you know. Why not add some cinnamon to your plain, you know, plain oatmeal, or why not mix, you know, if you need egg whites and oatmeal, why not blend them together, add some berries and so on, and try to create, you know, healthy recipe.
Right, right.
And that's what I experimented. That's how I came up with the recipes in the anabolic cooking.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the recipes in the book. My guest today is Dave Rule, and he is the anabolic cook. You can go to anabolic cooking.com. And check out his website. We're also going to tell you in a moment how you get 10 free recipes, so stay tuned. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a halidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. .net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby. Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Who likes free? Everybody likes free, right? Well, you can get a free sample of Brutal Alchemy's Attack, which is a new pre-workout supplement, non-stimulant based, and it's compliments of our friend Mitch Barham over at orbitnutrition.com. Go to superhumanradio.com. down at the bottom of the homepage, you can get a free trial supply of Attack and check it out yourself. And of course, when shopping at orbitnutrition.com, remember to take an additional 10% off their already low, low prices when you use the coupon code SHR10. That's SHR10 at orbitnutrition.com. My guest today is Dave Rule. We're talking about anabolic cooking. You know, I really think that people pigeonhole this type of a book should not be called anabolic cooking. I have to be honest with you, because this could be easily called anti-aging cooking. It could easily be called increase your health cooking or reverse disease cooking, because we know that the high protein, low carbohydrate diet, and especially when your carbohydrates are vegetables predominantly and fruit, healthy fats, we know that it lowers insulin levels and as a result increases insulin sensitivity and subsequently slows the aging process of the body. So we're calling it anabolic cooking for now, but it really should be more than that.
There's many ways we can brand that book pretty much.
Yeah.
I call it anabolic cooking because I thought, you know, that's a simple and easy name. And, you know, it's probably going to, you know, attract a lot, many people, you know, from the body, which are involved in bodybuilding and fitness. But it could be called, as you said, you could call it many names. It could anabolic anti-aging fat loss healthy cookbook.
Right. All right, let's talk about some of the recipes. Let's give people an example of some of the recipes that they may find in your book. What's one of your favorites or one of the most popular ones?
Well, I've put the 10 most, my 10 most popular recipes in a special report. You can actually grab it for free as well as
where would people get
on
that?
My website.
Where would they get that?
It's on anaboliccooking.com. So you type anaboliccooking.com, you're going to have a pop-up window coming up, and that's going to offer you to grab those three reports. And you have my 10 best, I call it my anabolicious recipe, you know, and you can get that actually for free. I'm offering that for free on my website, so go
what's
go
an
check
example?
It out.
What's an example of a recipe that someone will find on that?
Well, I can give you actually I'm going to give you two of my most popular recipes. But if there was only one recipe in the world I could use, and only one.
Yeah, this is like that question.
It's one of my easiest recipe, and for me, I eat that sometimes. Twice a day.
I was just going to say,
dieting off season, no matter what.
This is like when people say to you, if you had to be on an island and you can only take one thing with you, or if you can only eat one food forever, which would it be? So you're saying this is it, right?
That would be my desert island recipe.
Okay. What is it?
The only problem, I would need a microwave on that desert island.
we don't cook with microwaves on my show, but go ahead. Let's hear it anyway.
Oh, you don't cook on microwaves at all?
No, as a matter of fact, we've done some anti-microwave shows, but I'm sure that people still use them periodically. So good. Let's hear the
rest. I'm pretty sure they're cheating cards to using microwaves.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to give you like this one that I'm using. Basically, it's 3/4 cups of oatmeal, 8 egg whites, 1/2 scoop of chocolate protein powder, and 2 teaspoons of pure cocoa powder. All right.
Yeah.
You can put 1/2 teaspoon of stevia in there. As a sweetener, some flaxseed oil, 1 cup of frozen blueberries, and a little bit of water. So basically, you mix all that minus, you know, except for the frozen blueberries, you mix that in a bowl, okay,
right.
In a glass bowl, and you may microwave that for about 3 to 4 minutes. You're gonna need to stir it, you know.
What if I don't want to microwave it? Could I just throw it in a pan and cook it for 3 or 4?
You can bake it. Bake it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna take longer, of course.
Sure.
But that's something you can bake because you know you can bake your egg whites, you know, in a traditional oven. Eh?
Okay.
So that's something you can absolutely. In the case you would bake it, I would add the frozen blueberries
before baking
in the mix. Before.
Ah, that would be good. Yeah.
All right. So you put the frozen blueberries. So basically when you're going to bake it, you know, all the juices from the frozen blueberries are going to put the whole mixture moist and make it a lot better.
Yes.
When I microwave it, I use the frozen blueberries. I incorporate them in the recipe when the blend is already cooked because it cools down the recipe pretty much and makes a nice mixture.
Right.
To that, you can replace flaxseed oil by natural peanut butter as well, almond butter. Whatever you like, but it's a pretty easy, quick, and complete meal that you can do, you know, at home for your morning or any time, you know, you're in a rush. Geez, that takes like 4 minutes, and you have a pretty complete meal. You know what I mean?
So it's oatmeal, egg whites, blueberries, a form of fat. So you could use, like you said, almond butter, or you could use flaxseed oil, a little bit of stevia. And what did I miss anything? Chocolate protein powder and some cocoa. And cocoa is very good.
Cocoa powder, yes, because you can do them, like you can make them, you know, with different flavors. But the flavor I found that was working the best for that recipe was chocolate flavor. And cocoa powder along with stevia makes a great mix. And we're talking about, you know, pure cocoa powder. And some chocolate protein powder to add some flavor as well, and that's great.
And the recipe that you just said, how many grams of protein, fat, and carbohydrates are we looking at?
You're looking at about 52 grams of protein, about 57 grams of carbohydrates and 16 grams of healthy fats. So it's a really good recipe for, it's a good breakfast recipe pretty much. Then you can play, you know, with the amount of carbs you're putting on.
Right.
But I try to keep my carbs, you know, for the morning. So again, that's a really good breakfast recipe.
Yeah, that's it. Now, how about a meal that actually requires some preparation, cooking, maybe something that you would make when you're having company over and you want to impress them. You don't want them to realize they're eating healthy.
One of my most famous recipes, my turkey meatloaf, and that one always has success, whether I have people over or even, you know. Actually, the cool thing about this one is like, you can cook a big batch and have multiple meals for the week, and it's going to be very easy, you know, to cook and to eat. That's something you can eat cold, you can eat, you know, you can eat warm, doesn't matter. So basically, you can do that when there's people over. It actually looks really good. You have, for about six servings, you need about 2 pounds of ground turkey, all right? A teaspoon of olive oil, one diced onion, one teaspoon of garlic, a minced garlic. That's optional if you want, but I find it adds a lot of flavor to the meat.
Yeah, garlic is the best.
Garlic is awesome. So yeah, that's something we don't cook a lot with garlic, and people should cook a lot more with garlic. There's nothing but good stuff in garlic, so, you know, make sure you cook with it. And
right,
it adds so much more flavor to your meals. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So garlic, a third of a cup of dried tomatoes, 1 cup of whole wheat breadcrumbs, 1 whole egg, 1/2 cup of parsley, 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese. Again, you can use low fat. If you're into the low fat, you know, type of diet and you don't want, you know, any fat coming from dairy, you can use the low fat alternative. You can also use, you know what, that's something, well, I'm going to tell you what it is in the recipe, and we can go
okay
through that later.
Good.
1/4 cup of milk. Again, I know you recommend whole milk, but you can use it, again, skim milk or whole milk, depending.
Right.
But that's something I want to talk with you later on.
Right.
Some salt and pepper and 1 teaspoon of oregano.
Mm.
So it's very, very simple to do, Carl. You just mix all the ingredients together. Okay, you put that in a glass dish in the oven at 375 or 400 Fahrenheit for about 30 minutes, and there you have it. It's all ready. And let me tell you, it's so tasty. Like, you can have that with a nice salad. You can have pretty much, it's a dish that's going to be good with anything, pretty much. And you can do that when there's people over or for your own diet. I know I cook a pan. Every Sunday, I cook a pan of turkey meatloaf.
Mm, yeah.
And I freeze pretty much what I do. I keep half for my first, you know, my meals on Monday, Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday. And I freeze, I cut in portions and I freeze the rest, basically. And whenever I need some meatloaf, I'll just take it out of the freezer, and that's it.
Wanted to use grass-fed beef instead of turkey, I could, right?
You could absolutely do that. I got another alternative in my cookbook. It's buffalo meatloaf, and I call it buffalo.
Buffalo, I like that.
Buffalo.
Yeah, that's good.
And actually, I'm a big fan of buffalo and game meat in general, and grass-fed beef as well. And it's actually made from buffalo meat.
Yeah.
So that's an alternative. There's a little different things I've put in the, as far as the ingredients, the different spices that matches better with red meat. But it's roughly the same recipe, and you can absolutely use red meat in it, of course.
Yeah. Okay, good. And now, the recipes that you just listed are not necessarily the buffalo loaf, but the turkey meatloaf, and the eggs with the blueberries and protein powder and so on. Are those in the 10 best Anabolicious recipe list?
Ones are the meatloaf and my the oatmeal recipe is called Dave's Anabolic Blueberry Oatmeal, and it's in the report as well. So you're going to get it for free on my website.
Okay, and again, that website is anabolic-cooking.com. You can go there and get copies of these particular recipes.
You got it right.
Anyway, let's see now. What do you think some of the biggest mistakes people make when preparing foods and trying to keep them on a healthy track, but they just miss the boat?
they just don't prepare. You know what I mean? A lot of people want to live healthy, but the biggest fear they got basically is that they're not going to be able to cook, you know? There's five big misconceptions I say, you know, in the cooking and eating for about cooking and eating for bodybuilding and fitness, is that people, you know, really think they must be plain, boring, you know, tasteless food, and they think, you know, really good food are gonna, that's only something you can get in a restaurant, and not something you can get, you know, at home, and there's some kind of fear as well when it comes to cooking. People think they're not going to be able to cook at all. Like they don't believe in their skills, but they would be surprised. You know, a recipe is so simple to do. It's really hard to screw up a recipe. You just follow the steps.
Right.
Tell you, you know, you do as I tell you, and 99% of the time the recipe is going to come up fine.
What about the fact that, you know, we have such hectic lives today? It's so hard to even prepare food. That's why people get caught in the trap of eating pre-processed, you know, prepared foods and plastic tubs and microwaving it and then eating crap, basically. That's, you know, it's like a block of salt with some other stuff in it. What about are your recipes protracted? You got to do a lot of preparation and so on and so forth?
That coming with that book, actually, I got a complete guide, like cooking and nutrition guide coming with it. And basically what I explain to people in that guide is that there's a way to make all your meals for a week in a matter of 3 hours. And the way to do that is to use, I call it the Sunday ritual, the Sunday and the morning ritual. So basically what I'm going to do on Sunday is cook the staples of my diet, let's say, for the week.
Right.
So I'm going to cook, let's say, a big pan of turkey meatloaf. That's what I do. I'm going to cook some chili for the week. I'm going to cook some chicken breast recipe, and so on. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to place, you know, in different little containers or even vacuum seal those, like every portions that I'm taking. For the first 3 days, I'm going to place that in the freezer, and the remaining, I'm putting that in the fridge, in the freezer. First 3 days in the fridge, and then in the freezer for the rest.
Gotcha.
And basically, what you're there, you have 75% of your meals ready for the week. Now, what you have to do, pretty much what I call the morning ritual, is, you know, prepare all your fresh veggies, vegetables, everything
that
needs to be prepared.
Yeah, the stuff that's not
fresh,
practical, right.
You prepare it in the morning, shouldn't take more than 15 minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean? But most of your food, you try to do it on the weekend, like have 3 or 4 hours a week on the weekend, on Sundays, you know, where most people are at home doing, you know, housework or something. Just do it. And it doesn't take much. You know, you do the recipe, you make it cook. You can do other stuff while the stuff is cooking.
You know what you can do? You can have people over on Sunday you know, I'm Italian, and it's big. Sundays used to always be big. My grandmother's house, family members would all end up there, and we would eat and sit around and talk and just have fun. So if you're going to prepare your food, might as well prepare just a tiny bit extra and have friends over for dinner.
Absolutely.
And make it an event, you know what I mean?
Prepare leftovers, and you can freeze your food, no problem, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Dave Rule. You can get a copy of his 10 best recipes at anabolicscooking.com for free. Go download them during the break. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a halodrol clone.
Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level?
LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Those of you who have not taken advantage of the book, Change Your Life Now. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad, you can get the book for 15% off. It's already low, low price. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Change Your Life Now banner ad, and get your copy today. My guest today is Dave Ruhle. We're talking about various anabolic, actually healthy recipes that still taste good and are easy to make. And when we went into the break a moment ago, we shared with everybody that you can get 10 free recipes, his best anabolicious recipes, if you go to anaboliccooking.com. And you can start using those right away. Now, Dave, there's a lot of, you know, I this is something you and I talked about off the air, and I want to kind of chat about it a little bit, too. I get very frustrated when I watch the cooking channel. Do you ever watch the cooking channel?
I watch a fair amount of cooking channel, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I get really upset when I watch the cooking channel. I'll tell you why. And it's not the hosts of the show's fault that they are teaching people how to cook foods that will just speed them along the path to an early death. But, and it's the reason I say it's not their fault is because the federal government, in its divine wisdom, with the production of the food pyramid, which was designed not to make sure people eat healthy, but make sure that they eat enough of the gross domestic product that we produce, is lying to people and telling them that they're eating healthy when they're eating the majority of their calories from refined and starchy carbohydrates. So I have to say to those, you know, the people that are doing the cooking, well, you know, it's not their fault. But now if they hear this show, it's time for them to wake up and do something different. And what I mean by that is if you have you ever watched Paula Deen cook?
I never watched her cook at all, no. But you told me about her, and that seems to be pretty brutal, yes.
I mean, she might as well just – I mean, first of all, the woman looks sick. Her husband looks sick. They're both easily 80 pounds overweight each, easily. And I'm being gracious. I'm being, you know, I'm being very, very generous by saying 80 pounds overweight. I'll bet anything she's on medication. I'll bet anything that she's on blood pressure meds or cholesterol meds or even maybe some insulin resistance meds like glucophage or something like that. And you look at her and she's overweight. She's really, really considered morbidly obese. I mean, in today's standards, she's just overweight, but 7 decades ago, she would be considered morbidly obese easily. And she's promoting this style of cooking that is laden with unhealthy fats, sugars, starches, and, you know, fried apples, batter dipped fried apple. It's like, and I look at them and I go, oh my God, you're really, why not just sell bottles of arsenic?
and say, just take a couple drops a day. You'll probably die about 30 years sooner than you needed to. I mean, it just frustrates me because I'm waiting for the cooking channel to pick up somebody like you who is going to say, look, you don't have to die for your flavor. You know, you don't have to die for flavor. You can still eat really healthy and eat good.
You're absolutely right, Carl. You're absolutely right. But the way I look at these shows, you know, the way I'm looking at it is like, wow, that's impressive. But is there a way to make that recipe healthy? Is there a way for that recipe to taste the same but only using healthy ingredients? Is there a way? So I just go in my kitchen and I just try it. I try whatever I can do. Sometimes it doesn't taste good. I've made a lot of experiments to create my book. It took me about more than four years to create my book, and I came out with 200 recipes. But I really wanted to make sure, you know, they were meeting the standards of healthy cooking for bodybuilding and fitness. But I inspired myself for most of those crappy recipes, you know,
right,
to create mine and adapted them to something that would be acceptable for bodybuilding and fitness.
I mean, if you look at Emeril Lagasse, okay? It is a perfect example. I'm willing to make a bet. I'll stand to be corrected on the air. I will correct myself on the air if somebody can prove what I'm about to say is wrong. Emeril Lagasse ballooned up. He had to be easily 250, 275 pounds. His face was bloated. His gut was hanging out. He was moving slower. He didn't look like himself because he probably ate the food that he was promoting on his show. Now he's trimmed up, and I'll bet you anything, and I will be glad to be corrected on the air. I'll bet you anything he stopped eating the food he was promoting and started eating healthy food, high protein, low bread, low pasta, low potatoes, low rice, all that. I'll bet he had to cut all that stuff out and he had to eat healthy in order for him to get back in shape. My question is, why isn't he promoting those recipes on shows instead of the buttery, greasy, sugary laden things that he promotes that obviously made him fat and unhealthy to begin with?
There you go. Because I think the problem is they rely too much on the taste rather, like, you know, of course, like butter, like anything with butter tastes awesome. You know what I mean? Don't you agree, Carl?
Yes.
Any dish cooked with butter tastes great. But, I mean, look at what it does to you. All right?
Well, wait a minute. We have to make a qualification here. When we're talking about butter, we have to define whether we're talking about raw, unpasteurized butter or we're talking about pasteurized butter, and we have to talk about, is the butter coming from grass-fed cows or corn and grain-fed cows?
We're talking about the crap we're getting in our grocery store.
Right.
But what I'm talking about? There's a very different way, you know, the same product coming from, you know, grass-fed or any organic or high-quality, unprocessed food, they kind of have the same name, but it's a totally different product.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's not even fair to call it butter. You know what I mean? It's like one they should call poison butter and the other one they should call butter. The pasteurized, corn-fed, grain-fed, cow-produced butter should be called poison butter.
You know what I mean? But the person who's going to want to do that recipe, what she's going to do, she's going to go to the grocery store and buy, you know, the unhealthy type of butter. Because not a whole lot of people go to their local meat markets and grab, you know, unpasteurized butter.
Or it's not even available in most places in the United States. They've made it illegal to buy unpasteurized raw butter. It's amazing.
Did you see the movie documentary called Food Inc.?
Not yet. I have to see it.
It's so much an eye opener on the food industry in North America and most specifically in the U.S. It's gonna make you sick to your stomach. I know you have a pretty strong opinion about you know the whole industry, but that's gonna pretty much make you sick. It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Like they're making everything, you know, that's healthy. It's pretty much like, you know, you can't eat that. Why? Because, you know, we're not gonna make money out of it.
That's what it comes down to. That is what it really comes down to.
There's a big conspiracy like behind the whole food industry in the U.S. It's crazy. Most of the food chain pretty much is owned and operated by four main
giants.
Businesses.
Yeah, right. Arthur Daniel Midland. I want to say
Let me think about this for a second.
I could give you the names. I don't.
I have to think about it for a couple minutes because I wasn't prepared for it. I would have had notes. But, yeah, Arthur Daniel Midland is one of them. I want to say ConAgra is another one. There's, like you said, there's like four giants out there. And they control everything. They control everything.
That's pretty horrible. And, well, actually, that's something. And that's something, that we're conditioned about. It seems like we're conditioned to eat that crappy food, and no matter what we do, like, there's nothing we can do about it, pretty much.
Well, we can't. That's not true, and I've talked about this.
Oh, we can. But that's what the government wants us to say.
But
that's the only way to go.
But the easy thing
to do everything in order to make it happen.
The easy thing to do is to go to your local family farms and your farmers markets and patronize them. Buy locally processed, grass-fed, hormone-free beef. Buy grass-fed milk. You have to stop. You have to say, look, you know what? It's going to be a little bit harder. It may even be a little bit more expensive, but in my experience, it's not. But if you find a family farm to do business with and you start buying your poultry and your eggs and your meat from them and your milk from them, that's 70% of what you need right there. And then the rest of the stuff you can fill in. You can buy organic produce wherever it's convenient if you want, or you can go to the farmer's market. But people have to do it. We have to do it.
We're talking the same language there, Carr.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's exactly, the way people should think about it. The problem is that it's so freaking hard for most people to get access to those products, as you said.
Yes.
I'm lucky enough, I have access to all that. I'm going to tell you what I do as far as shopping, grocery shopping. I shop at the meat market. I've been shopping at the same meat market for about 5 years now. And that's a tip I always give to my clients and customers, is that try to create a relationship with small, farmers or, butchers and those little local people that can really, give you quality product. And I've been shopping at that market for about 5 years. The guys gave me like deals like you wouldn't believe, because they want to keep my business, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm getting the best quality beef, the best quality grass-fed beef, buffalo meat. I even eat horse meat.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe the price they give me. So it's not true that, it costs more, to do it that way. Just to be smart about it. I do the same thing for veggies. I go to my local market every week, and I order a bunch of veggies from the same supplier every week, it's a local producer, and I order the same veggies, broccoli, whatever he has, seasonal veggies, and I order it from him every week, and every week I get a basket of veggies ready.
Beautiful.
For me at the market. It's like,
beautiful.
Dave, here's your basket.
Yeah, I used to do that same thing in Louisville. We did the same exact thing. We had a buying group, and I got my raw milk, I got my beef, my eggs, my chicken, and a basket. And sometimes I didn't even know what vegetables I was going to get. He would say, well, this is what's in season, and it would force me to cook something I normally wouldn't have cooked. And then I go, wow, this is really good.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Create a group about it. You'll create a group of people who really want to start living healthier and get better products and – because you want to support your local market, but remember, these guys have to make, money as well if you want to keep going. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so create a group and order, like, in bulk, 10 people, listen, butcher, we want to buy you, that amount of meat per week and blah, blah, blah. And he's going to be more than happy to do it, to give you deals for it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing to do, try to be... make it happen.
Yes, yes. All right, let's take our final commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show with Dave Rule. Again, you can get 10 of his best recipes absolutely for free by going to anaboliccooking.com. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about a very touching email that I received from a listener that has inspired me to talk a little bit about this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. A company committed to truth in advertising. To
science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Prealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Primordial Performance is running their annual summer sale. Everything on the website is up to 40% off. Ridiculously low prices. Lots of people are known to shop at this time during this sale and stock up for what they need for the whole year. Go to primordialperformance.com today. Check it out. They've got such a vast array of great supplements and bodybuilding products that I'm sure you'll find things there that you can use. Primordialperformance.com. Check it out. Okay. My guest today is Dave Rule. We're talking about his anabolic recipes, his anabolic cookbook. You can get 10 free recipes by visiting his website, which is anabolic cooking.com. Check that out. You know, you can always use a change up. Now, Dave, I want to share something with the audience. I want you to listen to this too for a minute, and feel free to chime in. I get emails from time to time from listeners who have credited me with doing something that has somehow changed their lives or saved their lives. And I have to tell you that I almost feel embarrassed to take any kind of praise like that, because I don't see myself as doing anything other than asking guests lots of questions and trying to search for the truth, and obviously sharing that with the audience as they kind of eavesdrop on the show. I don't think of myself. I'm not a specialist. I'm not an expert. I'm more like the people in my audience than I am the host of a show, because I'm in need of this information for my own journey. You know what I mean, Dave?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I don't think of myself in any terms other than I get to sit here and talk, and people listen, and if they like the shows, I'm happy, and that's it. So I'm not self-absorbed. I don't delude myself into thinking I'm anything more than just some guy who wakes up in the morning, puts his clothes on, and comes to work, and that's it. But I got this beautiful email, and I get emails like this from time to time, and they always touch me, but this one actually made me cry when I was reading it. I can't read the whole email. It's long, and I will cry if I start to read it again. But I just want to say that I'm going to try to have this fella, and his name is Kevin Johnson, on the show so he can share his story with the listeners. I really think that what happened to him had more to do with his desire to find the answers. He knew, like Agent Mulder and Agent Scully, that the truth was out there, you know? And he got tired of buying the bunk that the media and the government present. And so I really think that he is the savior of himself, nothing that I did. But nonetheless, His girlfriend Karen wrote me, I'm sorry, his wife Karen wrote me this letter. I apologize, Karen. And Kevin had ankylosing spondylitis, which is a disease of the spine, when he was a child. And he was on lots of medications, and he was getting sicker. And a couple years ago, he was looking for, he knew that nutrition had something to do with it, and he was looking for information. He stumbled on the show. He's been listening ever since. And he has completely reversed his disease. I mean, he's healthy now. He's healthy. He's thriving. He's going to the gym. He's doing all these things that he couldn't do when he was a young man because he was following the medical orthodoxy's approach to treating, to treatment. You know what I mean, Dave?
Yes.
So she wrote me this beautiful email, and it really is beautiful, and I can't read it all, but the bottom line is this. I want more people to contact me if they have saved their own life, because I want to start doing interviews of people who have had this journey, had this epiphany, found the answer at the other side. Just because their doctors told them this or their friends told them that, they stuck to their guns, they knew the answer was out there, and they found their answer for themselves, and they cured or saved their own lives. I want to hear from you if you have a story like that, because I want to start doing interviews with a more human interest bent on them, and here's the reason why. We're talking about recipes today with Dave Rule, and a lot of people are probably scratching their head and going, oh, you know, I got no time to learn something new. I have no time because, you know, ultimately, what's it really going to change? And I think a lot of people become complacent because they feel like they really can't save their own lives, and they give up. And they go, it's just easier for me to follow my doctor's advice than to find the truth myself. So I think that if I start showcasing people like Kevin, and I hope he comes on the show to tell his story, because I don't want to tell a story. It's his story. I don't want to, I'm not taking credit for his story. It's his story. I want him to come on the show, and I want more people to contact me at onair@superhumanradio.com. If you have saved your own life, I don't care if it's you've lost 150 pounds on your own. I don't care if you had heart disease and you reversed it. I don't care if you had arthritis and you reversed it. I don't care what your story is. But if you have taken the steps to save your own life, I want to hear from you. I want you to come on the show. I want you to tell your story. I want you to inspire other people not to give up, and to believe that the truth is out there, and they just haven't found it yet, and they need to keep trying. You know what I mean, Dave?
I know exactly what you mean, Carl. I get many, many emails like this frequently, actually, and it always touches me that, you know, though these, and that you actually don't, because I'm the same way, you know. I don't make it on purpose. I'm trying to help people, you know, with what I know and what I'm good at. But, you know, I don't want to be praised for it. And when you have emails like that saying, you know, Dave, thank you so much for what you're doing and for helping us that way. And, you know, you helped me, you know, lose 50 pounds. And I never met that person ever.
Right, right.
And you're like, wow, you know, if I can have, you know, that kind of impact on someone else's life without forcing it, then imagine the power you have in your hands of making the things change for you.
Yeah. No,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely. And it is touching when you get emails like this.
Absolutely.
And you know, and some people would let it go to their head. You know, they would think, oh, you know, I'm great. I don't see myself as that at all. I see myself more the way my audience sees themselves. That I you know, I was sick. I did a show about my story, and some people don't know it. There's a lot of new listeners don't know my story. But in 1998, I had developed an irreversible arrhythmia. And my doctor told me, I was supposed to be on like 9 different medications, and my doctor told me, this is it. You know, you got to change the way you live. You got to, and keep in mind, I was close to 350 pounds at the point in time.
Oh my God.
I know. And I decided that that wasn't my truth. That wasn't my answer. The pharmaceutical agenda was not my way out. I knew that I made myself sick, and I knew that I could make myself better. And one passage in a book that my wife, Deborah, at the time, she was my wife, and she bought me a book called Ageless Beauty, Timeless Mind. And there was one passage in the book by Deepak Chopra that stuck with me forever, to this day. And he said, every cell in your body is replaced by a brand new healthy cell, depending on whether it's organ, bone, it can be anywhere from 6 weeks to 7 years. And so I thought, okay, I made my heart sick, and my heart cells are going to be replacing themselves over the years or the months, whatever it takes. If I can ensure that the new cells are healthy, not sick like the current cells, then I can rebuild my heart. And I truly believe that. And I proved it. I did. I am completely medication free. I've been for years. And I remember telling my doctor, I'm going to start lifting weights. And he said to me, why? And I says, well, I did some research and I found out that resistance exercise has the most profound effect on what's known as cardiac myocyte remodeling. And he looked at me like, whoa, you're reading. And I said, and that's what I need to do. I need to, on a cellular level, I need to remodel my heart to get it to work properly. And I'll never forget it. He said to me, make sure you have life insurance. And I said, why? He says, well, you don't want to leave your family. Like, in other words, he was telling me, you're going to die. You're going to kill yourself if you do what you're about to do. So make sure you don't leave your family broke.
That's crazy.
I know.
Like, so that's something I can't believe either. Like how much, you know, the American and North American society is based on medication for everything. You know, you have something, oh, we're going to put you on that medication. You're depressed, we're going to put you on even on more medication and make you even more depressed.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
What's the sense in that? And we got to realize, and that's something, that there's something very wrong about the American health system.
Is yes.
They're not like, what I see, for example, what I do in the UK, well, you've probably seen Michael Moore's documentary.
Yes. Yeah, Sicko, right.
And exactly. And they make, you know, the doctors are getting paid more if their patients get healthier.
That's the way it should be. But
you
see,
know
the,
what I mean?
But see,
and
the problem is.
It's opposite in the U.S.
Yes, but
how
the reason.
How can you explain that?
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's we have a parasitic relationship here with medicine. Medicine doesn't cure anything, it creates long term addictive. Regimens that you have to stay on. It's like if anybody's ever had a tire that had a slow leak and your life was always cluttered, so you never could go get the tire repaired. So every morning when you left your house, you had to stop at the gas station and put more air in the tire so you could get through the day. And the next morning you'd come out to your driveway and the tire would be halfway deflated, and you'd go to the gas station, and you did this every single morning. Because you didn't have the time to repair the tire, or the money to repair the tire, or the tire was too far gone, and you knew that if you went to repair it, they were going to say you got to buy a new tire, so you just keep putting it off. That is how medicine in the United States works. It's parasitic. It doesn't cure anything. It allows you to continue to live broken, but dependent on the medications. That is what's wrong with medicine today. And that is why people have to challenge their doctors, abandon that nonsense, find their own answers like Kevin did, cure themselves, find their own answers to save themselves, and don't listen to the medical orthodoxy, because they're all full of crap. They're full of crap. Anyway, listen, Dave, let's plug the website one more time. It's anaboliccooking.com, correct?
That's right, anaboliccooking.com.
Go there and get your 10 free recipes. Dave, I want to thank you very much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
Carl, thank you so much. I really enjoy my time there with you, so thank you. Thanks
okay.
again.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio, so tune in then.